From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The White House announced today that President Obama will attend the big international conference on climate change in Copenhagen next month. Moreover, he'll offer to make significant cuts in greenhouse gas emissions, even though Congress hasn't taken final action yet. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama's first trip to Copenhagen didn't work out so well. He made a last-minute dash there in September to support Chicago's Olympic bid, but came home empty-handed. This time, the president's hoping for better luck when he takes his place at the starting line of an international climate conference aimed at combating global warming. Alden Meyer of the Union of Concerned Scientists thinks the president's attendance will give a needed boost to climate negotiations.
What the world needs from the United States is two things, clarity and confidence about what we're prepared to do.
The White House says Mr. Obama will put on the table a proposal for the U.S. to cut its emissions of heat-trapping gases by about 17% from their 2005 levels over the next decade. That's in line with cuts narrowly approved by the House of Representatives, but the Senate hasn't voted on its version of the climate bill, so Meyer says the president is, in a sense, going out on a limb.
But I think he also will need to assure the world that he is personally committed to work with the Congress to get this job done back home, so the world will have the confidence that we'll carry through on the commitments he makes.
Aides say Mr. Obama decided to attend the Copenhagen meeting after constructive talks in recent days with leaders of China and India. He's hoping to produce a tentative agreement that will ultimately lead to a legally binding treaty. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.